mind coming into game six?
Have you forgotten about everything in that game, those two free throws, and just looking forward to playing this game?
I can't really remember what was on my mind at that point. I mean, you know, I'm always the one trying to move ahead, but to go back a little bit, you know, I wish they would win it.
What got you
going? I tried to shoot it and make it go in, but it missed.
What got you going tonight? I mean, you 15 points, you were 3 for 6 from free throw, 3-point line, 6 for 11 from the field.
It wasn't really about me, about what we did as a team. You know, like I always say, you know, so like the game we won and I had 2 points, but we had more points as a team. You know what I mean? So it's how many we have as a team. And then it's like, you know, where's the ball moving? Is the ball moving? Are we playing together? You know, we got so many scorers on the team, you never know where it's going to come from.
Defense really won this game. Hustle plays, 50-50 balls, everybody giving everything they had.
I think we won the rebound game.
Yes. If it's 30 up, rebounded by 17 in the first half.
I thought it was a pretty good game, you know. Everybody's playing hard, and unfortunately, the big fella had to go down. Perkins, that was brutal. I seen it. I didn't even realize what happened. And guys still out there playing hard. And, you know, these are the last two teams left, you know, in the game seven. It's amazing.
You have to feel you have the advantage in game seven at home for the world championship.
Obviously we're home. But, you know, you got to go out there. We got to play hard. You got to respect the game, I guess, you know.
Well, regardless of your stats, I mean, you have to feel good about the contributions you made to help your team win.
I mean, even when I don't score the ball well, you know, I play hard, I get deflections, you know, offensive rebound, you know, I'm banging, you know, doing some things that, you know, guys is not as physical as not doing, you know. I think that's a real important part of the game, you know. People don't see that part of the game. But, you know, all that physical play is definitely a part. So that's why I'm always feeling good about myself, you know, when I'm playing, no matter what the stats say.
What do you think when you hear Lakers Celtics game seven?
I mean, it's a big game. What else to say?
Because, you know, it's one of the rarest things in the NBA. I mean, let alone Lakers Celtics, but a game seven hasn't been in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what else to say.
I think 2007 was the last one. Last game seven in the NBA Finals.
Who was the seven?
Spurs and Pistons.
Really?
Yeah.
Seven? The Pistons?
Yeah.
I thought the Spurs swept the Pistons. It wasn't the Pistons.
You know what? No, it's going to go five.
Who?
Five. Pistons in Detroit.
To game seven?
Went to game seven, yeah.
Wow, I thought they
swept
them.
So, like,
that was probably pretty intense.
Wow.
Was it in San Antonio?
Yeah, in San Antonio.
And San Antonio won. Mm. So was that? Does that give you that? Make you feel good because you guys have made something here in LA?
I mean, I don't know what's on my mind right now. You know what I'm saying?
You were stroking it pretty good. Did you do any extra shooting earlier today, at shoot around? I mean, was your routine any
good? Team thing. Because, you know, a couple times I was open on the road. You know, a couple times I was open on the road. I wish I could have got it, shot it. You know, a couple times I got it, I shot it. And then a couple times I was open, you know, I didn't get it.
But today, when you got tonight, I mean, you were. There was no
I shot the ball before, though. I think I shot well before. You know, I think I saw him shoot some threes well. Game six in Phoenix, you know. Game three, Utah.
Your game then?
Nah, it's not necessarily true. It just don't go your way all the time.
Ron,
you know, sometimes things don't go your way, then you just gotta deal with it not going your way sometimes.
Phil said that they changed the offense a little bit just to put you in some better position.
I was surprised. They didn't actually come to me and tell me, but I was, you know, I played ball before, so I like to have the ball a little bit, but it's not something that I've ever asked for. And I was surprised. They called play for me, and I was like, okay. I was ready, but I was a little bit surprised. I was like, cool. You know, I got some plays, you know. and somebody didn't get the hole.
All season?
Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
So you remember
had
that?
An ISO.
Had you forgotten what the play call was? It had been a long time since they called it.
It's been a long time since I had a play. You know, but it's all right. It's all right, man. It's all right. It's not something that I asked for. I don't think they ever heard me in the media say I want more touches or anything. It's not something that, I just want to do whatever we have to do. Whatever coach told me I got to do, that's what I got to do.
Ron, do you care about history? I mean, Game 7, Lakers Celtics, one of those games that everyone's going to remember regardless. I mean, do you care about your place in history, this team's place in history, type of thing?
I don't make history. I mean, I don't write.
Sure.
So, okay. I don't know.
But, I mean, these are the kind of games that we write. I mean, these are very, kind of. Do you go into these kind of games?
I think we do what we have to do.
Sure.
You know? Mm. Same way, coach do what they got to do. We do what we have to do. Then the fans, they support the media. They write and, they critique and, judge and stuff like that. And then it all comes together. So,